Welcome to Phenomenal Woman. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland. Join me as we share the success strategies of phenomenal women achieving extraordinary success around the globe. From the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between, this is Real Talk by Real Women. We share with you the highs and lows of their journey and give you honest insights on how you can navigate same with confidence, integrity, and gain a little inspiration. As a leadership strategist, executive coach and business consultant, I have the pleasure of working with organizations and individuals, helping them to turn their goals into success. So hi everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Phenomenal Woman. And I am joined by Dr. Talene Gordon, all the way from London, UK. Hi Talene.
Hello. Hi, Janice. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So I wonder if you could tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and your journey, where you come from.
Yeah, wow. Where to start? So I am a chartered psychologist and behavior change expert, and I work with business leaders, entrepreneurs, entertainers, high achieving professionals, and really empower them to thrive in every single area of their life. So personally and professionally. And really where that journey started was a very long time ago. At the age of 11, I saw a job advert and I just saw you could help people and make money. Wow. And I was like, wow, mom, you can be a consultant psychologist and help people make money. That's what I'm going to do. And without even knowing what vision boarding was, I stuck that job on my wardrobe and said, that's what I'm going to do. And so it was a long-winded journey. And throughout that, I studied a decade in psychology. But in the midst of that, I did move to Barbados and I worked in event production and worked with high level corporate executives producing events for them. Right. And what I, in the mix of the different changes of those careers, I really love the human mind and about behavior change and really what challenges people to move forward. Like, we have a wealth of information, especially in the internet age now. So anything anybody wants to do, we can kind of access it.
Yes.
The number one thing that holds us back is our mind, right? And so I was always really intrigued by that. And that's why I kind of went more and more into understanding behavior change and becoming an expert in that field. But when I was working with these corporate level executives, these high achievers, it was really seeing that actually, you know, it's the same amongst the threshold. Like, no matter who you are, really challenged with these same things.
Yeah, because these people are already high achievers.
Yeah.
So how much more challenged could they be? They've made it, the proverbial
exactly.
Made it.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And so, you know, and that as well in itself can become really challenging for them in that perception that to themselves and to other people, they've made it. But then behind closed doors, it's like, have I really? Well, this part of my life, I actually want a bit more. And this part of my life, I actually want it to be different. Yeah. And this part of my life, I'm not really, you know, feeling like I'm thriving. Yeah. And so, but having this label that they've created themselves and other people have created for them, yeah, puts them in a position that sometimes they feel like, actually, I can't reach out. You know, who do I speak to? Or is it a weakness to kind of want more? Or, yes, you know, and sometimes that they could be the most outgoing, happy, bubbly people that seem to have it all and all together, but they're actually lonely behind scenes, or they are, you know, suffering with imposter syndrome, right? Where they're not even sure.
I can totally relate.
Exactly, you know? And so, like, these are the challenges that happen, especially particularly for these group. And me being a go-getter and a high achiever myself, I felt really passionate about working with that type of audience and doing behavior change with them. So that's what I do now. And that's kind of been my journey and why I've done that.
Right, fantastic. And I could really empathize, because I think when you get to, having had a senior position myself, it's almost that the people forget there's a person behind the title. And yeah, you have to almost portray a particular image, because there's an expectation as to that's what it is. And when you do try and step away with that, you're kind of labelled all kinds of crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Talene, so in this journey, what has been the most satisfying challenge you've had to overcome? You've talked about career changes, but what's been the biggest challenge?
I think the biggest challenge for me and the most satisfying is that when Dr. Talene was born, which was three and a half years ago now, it was really from a place of, I was in a corporate job, and then I decided that, you know, enough is enough, and I've got this dream that I want to birth and this vision. And so I kind of just jumped ship without knowing what I'm jumping ship to. And so that in itself, I guess that startup phase for me personally has been a real kind of challenge of being in this space where it's like, wow, how do I make this vision that I've been holding on to for a long time, that's been developing over years since the age of 11 in some way, shape or form, into actually real life and make it happen and make it work. And I think that was my personal biggest challenge and really great accomplishment in just kind of sticking to it, being consistent, persistent and just making it happen.
So how do you achieve it then?
The biggest thing I would say is consistency, right? Consistency and persistence in what you're doing, right? The other part is just being really clear on your vision. You know, I talk to my clients often about seeing their vision as their GPS. And if you don't set that, if you don't set yourself up to see your vision as a destination that you're trying to aim for, you know, not necessarily the target that must be hit, is really useful in helping driving you forward in that way. So I think myself having a vision, being consistent and persistent, and also just solely and wholeheartedly loving myself and just being in full balance through the process and having the mindset and attitude of determination that actually reminding myself I've done great things in the past that have been challenging, right? We all have in some way, shape or form overcome adversities, and that, you know, if at that beginning point it felt like a challenge, I can get through that as well. Everything's moves, right?
So I mean, it takes a great deal of self-confidence to believe yourself, because obviously you said you have to visualize where it's going to, stick to the path, dedicate yourself even when things go wrong or not right. So how do you maintain the confident mindset in those situations?
Yeah, it's just really separating yourself away from your ego, right? Your ego wants everything to just be like, it's okay. And if it's not, you know, then you have that inner critic coming up and telling you, like, you know, you're a failure, you're doomed, you shouldn't have started anyway, go and find a job, you know, and all of that you've got to battle with. And so it does take believing in yourself, even at times when you really, your belief is wavering, right? And it's about doing things that will help support you in having that level of belief. You know, some of the things that I would do daily and still do is things like affirmations or journaling. And not even all, and journaling. So affirmations and journaling and meditation, and having actually a coach as well, somebody that is professionally skilled and qualified that can support me to move forward in the way to where I'm going. And those things have been instrumental in my success. And as I say to everybody, it's like, you are your own person. You've lived with yourself for your whole life, right? And so you can't always see what's blocking you yourself. Sometimes it takes for that person with that level of expertise or just a different person to kind of pull it out of you in a different way.
Fantastic. So you talked about the great success at building Dr. Talene. Would you call that your biggest career triumph or something else?
I would say it's my biggest, like, you know, I guess other people might be like, oh, you're a doctor. Like, should it be there, like when I got the doctorate or when I like published my research and spoke about it in Abu Dhabi, or you know, when I worked with these C-level executives and flew around the world and whatever, creating these events. But for me personally, Dr. Talene is my biggest career triumph because it's my sole success. It's what my soul ultimately knows that I'm supposed to be doing. It's why I've been born and how I'm meant to serve people. And so that's why I would class it as my biggest career triumph today.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. But Talene, throughout that journey, if, you know, as I said, things can go wrong, or we could take different paths. So if you could go back and change one thing, just one, what would it be and why?
Early on, trusting myself more.
Right.
Like knowing I'm enough. Yeah. That's the thing, yeah. You know, and you're enough, and the ideas you have within you are enough. Sometimes when we're starting up our own project, we can get really caught up in the market research phase of like looking at what everyone else is doing. What's my competitor? And what's my USP? And all of this.
Yeah. The aesthetics, I call it. The aesthetics.
And if I was to just start again, like I would just be like, forget it all. Just what do you want to do? What is your soul speaking? And I think it's all about just learning to listen to yourself, learning to listen to your intuition, building up that skill so that you can be guided correctly. Because when you're in a state of flow, boy, do things really flow.
Excellent. So share with us, Talene, a success quote. You talked about affirmations or a mantra that you use and why it's meaningful for you.
One of my popular mantras is just really every day, just say, you know, I'm fully loved, I'm fully supported, I'm fully protected, I'm fully guided.
Yeah.
And that is one that I use constantly, and just remembering that, right?
Yeah.
That I'm always... Like it's bigger than me, it's bigger than you, it's bigger than all of us. Yeah, I personally believe in God, and I believe there's a higher, you know, this higher force that is really guiding us. And so that has been one of my most positive ones. But I would also say, you know, that really just saying that everything is happening for my greater good is another one. You know, there's always more than enough for everything my heart truly desires.
Yeah.
You know, and so just really confirming it and affirming these really powerful ones. I always work with high vibe, incredible, powerful go-getters that just enjoy working with me, and I enjoy working with them. Yeah. And that's always come true, right? So just really like, just being really clear on what you desire and just stating it.
Fabulous, fabulous. So yeah, you're very effervescent, come across as very, very confident. But are there times where you may self-sabotage yourself or undermine yourself? And how do you navigate those confidence issues and get out of that vicious circle?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of self-sabotage, like I know my patterns, and I'd say know your patterns for anyone listening to this. You know, I really have it. Like I have a tab on my computer which says be careful, right? And so... You know, I'm really clear on what they are. So certain things are, like I may find that if I'm massively up leveling, I will get what I term now breakthrough headache, really powerful, almost like migraines. I don't suffer with migraines. So I know that's happening. Something great's happening. And I describe that as almost like every time we up level in our life, it's like you are busting your head through a glass ceiling. Yeah. And that is not a nice kind of visual, but it's going to hurt, but you're going to get a above it. And you know, and so one of those painful things is that I do sometimes get headaches, and so it's just upping my self-care, making sure, you know, that I've got things in place that kind of nurture and love me. Other things that might be that I self-sabotage is I might find myself kind of drawn to kind of sugary stuff or whatever. Again, I know that would be a kind of way that I might be trying to bring myself down, because we have this kind of thermostat of where we only want to achieve so much, and then our mind tries to tell us that that's comfortable
enough,
so they would be my personal ones. But procrastination,
that's always a popular one.
Procrastination,
and how do you get over that?
Sometimes procrastination has been beneficial. I would say sometimes I find the procrastination may come up when I'm actually not meant to write that certain thing. Yeah. And actually something else comes
Stop.
Out.
Stop!
So it's really, you know, like higher forces doing its work.
Yeah.
But and there's other times when procrastination is just purely procrastination. Like in, and how I get over that is I use what's called a Pomodoro technique. So if I really need something to get done, it's where you work in 25-minute chunks. So And then you have like a 5 minute break. And so what we know is the human mind, we can really focus for 25 minutes distraction free. And so you just set a timer, 25 minutes. And if I needed to write maybe a blog, or I was going to write a newsletter, or contact someone, or write up some notes, whatever it is, I may put on this a Pomodoro. And you can get, there's free apps on your phone or on the computer, and you can download them. But sometimes I'll use that to beat procrastination and get what I need done. It's like, okay, Talene, it's 25 minutes, sit down, just do the damn thing.
Yeah.
And do that. The other thing is changing location can help.
Yes.
So wherever you are, maybe you're at home or in a coffee shop or wherever, private members club, wherever you're working, you can just change the location, and that can really bring a new lease of kind of life and energy shifts as well.
Fabulous. Well, I think I must be naturally doing the Pomodoro effect, because I find myself, my mind drifting every 10 minutes. No, I'm going to have to focus a little bit more, but that's great. It's great practical advice.
Mm.
So any tips on building confidence? You know, because sometimes people say you fake it until you make it, or how to learn being uncomfortable, how to learn being comfortable in the uncomfortable. Any tips on that for the listeners?
Yeah, I think the tips are, it's like really knowing if there's something that you really know, like if you was to ask yourself 100%, is my soul really meant to do this? Yeah. And you know the answer is yes, but yet you're feeling a bit uncomfortable or nervous or fearful around it. You know, it's really about just taking action as soon as possible, and rather not delaying it. And just really giving yourself a talking to, right? And one way you could do this actually is by journaling in what is worst case scenario. Our brains, for many people, like to go down worst case scenario of like, you know, I'm going to do this, and then like nobody's going to like me, and then I'm going to ruin my reputation or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, just think of worst case scenario and just write about that, and then flip it on its head and write out best case scenario. What is best case scenario? And in every single moment in our life, we can choose to focus on the worst, or we can choose to focus on the best. And you're not going to know the outcome of the other one. You've got to go for the one that you really want. So choose to focus on the best, read that, speak it, step forward and do what you need to do. Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yes, yes. Love it. Love it. Love it. So you come across as pretty assertive and pretty confident. But have there been times where people would deem this as bossy? You know, people are sometimes intimidated by strong women, you know, and you're called bossy. So have there been situations where you've come across that? And if you have, how do you deal with it?
I don't think in Dr. Talene.
Okay.
In the career world,
yeah.
But in my own world.
That you've created. You know, I am bossy. You can't call me bossy. I am in charge.
Exactly. I've not come across that. It's a really interesting question, but I've not come across that. And I guess also that I naturally, you know, I affirm, and the way I show up and the way I come across is that I naturally believe that I will energetically attract the right, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe. So the right people to me, and so those that kind of look at me, maybe that I don't notice, and they're like, oh, I don't like her vibe, they kind of disappear and I never hear from them, so it's pretty cool. So not in the Dr. Talene world, but in the corporate world have done. And I guess in situations where people have maybe felt a bit intimidated, I don't even know if it's more been intimidated, but I guess more surprised, sometimes I get people have surprised or have been surprised. I guess it has happened a little bit in Dr. Talene, actually, if I take an example of going to speak. So sometimes if I'm going to speak and deliver a presentation and the audience doesn't know who I am, there's a bit of a they think Dr. Talene, and if they've not seen my website or anything about Dr. Talene, they may assume it's going to be a male, they may assume I might be white, they may assume, you know, and you get this bubbly black girl with an afro, So but you know, it is what it is, and just embrace who I am.
Yeah, it's amazing how much we don't see, because we're so comfortable with who we are.
Yeah,
you know, that's your problem, not ours.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
So, Talene, has there been a book that's influenced you throughout your career journey, and what's been your learning from it?
Oh, there's loads of books. I could just like roll them off. The Big Leap is a real great one by Gay Hendricks, I would say, I suggest that. And the learnings from that is that it goes into a lot around like that whole upper limit.
Yeah.
And that spoke about when you're rising to that next level and the thermostats that we have to reset in certain areas of our life. So that's been really useful. Other books that have been great as well. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, really great book. Definitely, I personally have done a lot of work of well around wealth consciousness and money mindset. And that was one of the real great ones in the just shifting the perspective of how I view money and wealth and what that means to me. And like the kind of beliefs that are shaped from the age of 8 that we have, you know, and the ones around money, we're not really taught about. Even as psychologists, we're taught about behavior change in many, many areas, every single area, and we never really dive into money. So I myself have done a lot of work around that and support my clients with that. And that would be another book I would suggest reading. And the Four Agreements, I like that one as well. I could just go on with books, but yeah.
So they've got a whole library.
Exactly. I love it. I just read all the time. My mum says my first word was book. But yeah, they would be like some really good starting ones. Choose Yourself by James Altucher. That's a really good one as well. I like that.
Fantastic, fantastic. There's a lot of material there to go and read, to go and research.
Yes.
So, after all that, what advice would you give your teenage self now? I know you said you started 11 and you weren't quite teenage then.
No.
You seem very wise.
What advice I would give my teenage self? Well, I was saying this story as well the other day when I was speaking to this group about my journey. And I revealed to them that actually when I started at 11 with this job description on the wardrobe, but then when I did my A-level in psychology, it was the first time they'd released A-level psychology, and I got an E. And I was like devastated. I thought my life was over. I had this picture on my wardrobe. I'm gonna be a psychologist, and so I really just felt like so defeated, and that just gave me that whole, I guess, extra drive. I always felt like I had to work even extra hard, like, you know, I've been tainted by this thing, I've now got to prove I'm enough, I've got to work even harder academically and professionally, and I had to start working out in the field of behavior change from a very young age because I felt that qualification was holding me back. And I would just really say to my younger self that nothing can hold you back other than yourself. Nobody else can put a stamp of approval in you other than yourself.
Excellent.
And so, you know, and if you trip up, if you fall down, you can get back up and you can really run even harder, twice as harder, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And actually falling over and having a few bruises makes you human. So just embrace it, dust yourself off and try again.
We've all had a few bloody knees, so that's okay.
Exactly.
So you act as a mentor yourself, obviously, for your clients. But if you could choose your own mentor, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's an easy one. So I remember this because I remember when I first started, I said to my mom, I really want a mentor, and I know it should be either Oprah Winfrey.
She's so
or
popular.
Richard Branson.
Right.
So give me one of those two. And that would be, that's who it would be. I loved Oprah's journey and just her character, her determination, her realness, and what I perceive to be her realness and her authenticity. Her ability to be like a slasher and do multiple things. And give back, right? And just give back and really help change lives. So that is why I would choose Oprah and Richard Branson as well. Just again, his his real determination and never giving up and trying different things, and when things not went wrong, just carrying on. And really showing that you don't have to just do one thing. If you're multi-passionate, do multi-passionate. Well,
having a vision,
have your vision, and whatever it is birthed within you, but it's seeded within you as your vision. Only you need to know what that is. It doesn't matter what other people think, because it's not within them, right? So it's for you to execute that. So that's why I choose him.
So Oprah has a lot to answer for, because it must be a good 95% of the women I interview tell me Oprah. So we need to have words. Me and Oprah need to have words.
Exactly.
So, Delina, what are the three things you've learned about yourself during your career?
The three things I've learned about myself is that my energy is infectious, is one that I've learned. I never realized the true power of my energy, other than kind of seeing how it impacts people and change lives, and what people say about me. But then the other two things is that I'm really... I'm like the most determined person I know. Like, I seriously am. And just really, really determined. And so, you know, it's great that the people I tend to attract and work with are that level and nature as well. And like, that's what I've seen. Like, I used to just think that what I did, or the attitude I have to come at things, it's just a general attitude that everybody has. And I have come to know that it's not. No. And that it is quite unique, and only a small percentage of people do have that kind of attitude. So yeah, I've learned that as well. And then the other thing is that I'm human, right? It's okay to not be go, 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 go all the time. Like, I really had to do a lot of kind of internal work around practicing to slow down, because I'd just been from getting that E, that early A, just like, go, try again, keep going. You know, and it's even just from a culture of like, you know, keep going and trying loads of things. But just being okay to be like, you know, you can slow down. It's okay. The world won't crumble. Business won't fall, right? If you just choose to stop for a bit. And that's okay. So yeah, that's what I've learned as well. It's like, balance is super important.
And it's tough, like you say, because from a very early age, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, it was always because it was a very much minority, it was always you had to be 10 times better than the person next to you. So you always put that extra effort in. You were always working harder just to prove yourself that you were just equal, not even better. We're equal. So, you know, it does become very cultural or inbred. You know, that's how we're raised.
That's how we're raised.
So, I can relate. And it takes a bit of time to actually come down off that.
You know,
a chance to breathe.
Excellent. Exactly. Yeah.
Celine, what would you say are your imperfections, and how do you embrace them?
Yeah, my spelling and grammar is terrible.
Then don't send me anything, because that's the one thing I have a laser sharp vision on spelling. I could spot it a mile off. So don't send me.
Oh, brilliant. My spelling and grammar is terrible. And, you know, it's so funny, because I once never could have been able to say that. Yeah. Like, I would have been like, what's new? A weakness. And I guess when you're trained to do like job interviews as
it's
the contender strength. And obviously no one wants to outwardly, you know, shame themselves and be like spelling and grammar. But actually it's a real, I'm an excellent writer. Like, I can write so well in the way that it will connect and resonate with the people beyond belief, right? Yeah. It will trigger people, bring them to tears, bring them a heart, they're emailing back. Like, my ability to write is amazing. And so it was just understanding that I'm a writer and that's my skill, and somebody else's skill is excellent at grammar and the punctuation and all of that, and they can tidy it up for me. Like, I don't need to worry about that. And it's interesting, because that was one of the big hurdles that I had to overcome myself early on. Because being doctorate level, yeah. people do expect you to have yes. spelling and grammar. Like yeah. your doctor and like, spelling and grammar is your weakness. And I'm like, yeah, because what I publish and what I, you know, all my publications have been proofread and corrected by somebody else that's their zone of genius. Yeah. So it was just really standing up and speaking about it. And I remember when I first spoke to my audience about it and said, hey guys, I'm just going to confess that I'm really crap at this. Yeah. And I've been hiding it a long time in my life. And I just want to just out myself and say that I've got a great proofreader on my team.
Yeah.
And she's incredible, yeah. you know, and I get supported as how I need to. But the odd time, she may not have time. And yeah. the email may come out because I just want it to go out. And so you're going to have a typo. And if that bothers you, then I'm not for you because I'm not about people just thinking that they don't have shit that stinks, that don't stink.
Yeah. I totally get that.
And so it's just really out in that. So that's been my imperfection is the spelling and grammar. But I think it's a perfection in a way that has helped other people be okay with their imperfections.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not allow it to hold them back, because that seriously did. And I remember when I first started my business very in the beginning, and I was so scared to send a newsletter. This was before I had a proofreader or anything. And I remember this woman had emailed me and she was like, I've been on your list for a while, but I don't get anything. I think there's like an error. And I was like, yeah, there's an error. It's me.
Yeah.
You know, and over having to overcome it, so it was quite incredible, like, you know, that the journey of overcoming my own stuff. But yeah, that was it.
But I think the beauty of that is also just not just in that is understanding that, you know, we have to play to our strengths. Your strength is writing, you know, that's it. Exactly. You said you can connect with people, and there's somebody out there whose strength is proofreading.
Exactly.
So we're a great partnership.
Exactly.
So let me not kill myself, waste all this time trying to perfect it and make myself utterly frustrated in the meantime, where for maybe, you know, a couple extra dollars or pounds, somebody else can do it in 10 minutes and I'm done.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So you see, and we all need to kind of recognize.
Yes.
In different aspects.
Massively.
So to lean, and we talked about work-life balance, so I think you've kind of got that. But you know, from moving on from that, what would be your definition of success?
Just wholeheartedly doing what you feel you're called to do, which is of service to others.
Yeah.
And every day just being okay to be of service in that way to at least one person. Right. And that's my personal definition of what success means, to wake up each day and have an impact on at least one person in the way that I feel that I've been born to do. So that's my definition of success.
Fabulous. Fabulous. So, but lastly, what does it mean to be your own hero?
Yeah, I guess to be my own hero, like just... I'm always looking at Tallene version 2.0.
Yeah,
I'm always like, what's Tallene version 2.0 say about this? You know, like, and that's really what it is about. And it's interesting because in the beginning I never used to think of it like that. I used to be like, what would Oprah say about this is actually what I would say. Whereas I don't use that anymore. I'm like, what does Tallene 2.0 say about this? And it's my own hero where I trust myself, I trust my intuition, I trust that I'm fully guided, protected, cared for in the ways that I need to be on this mission to do what I am. I trust that any kind of difficulties that are there, it's a lesson or a learning, and what am I learning from this, and why is this there? And it's just constantly asking myself, what is next level Tallene?
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Well, that was my last question, Tallene, or Dr. Tallene Gordon. If people want to, if our listeners want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Yeah, sure. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, or my website, and it's all Dr. Tallene, so D-R-T-I-L-E-A-N. And so my website is drtallene.com. My handle on Facebook is Dr. Tallene. I've got a business page, and my Instagram business page is Dr. Tallene. I also have a Facebook group, which is fairly new, actually. It's been inspired by some live events I've had and people of Oxford Community. Called Mindset Mastery for Business Leaders and Entrepreneurs. And so you're welcome to join that closed, free, complimentary community as well.
Excellent. Excellent. I'll be sure to put all the links in the show notes.
Great, sir.
Well, Talia, it's been fantastic speaking to you today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Wow, what a great conversation. I really, really enjoyed that interview with Dr. Talia Gordon and such fantastic energy. I took away some really good, useful points from there. The fact about really all based around resiliency and how Dr. Gordon had used all the tools available to her in her arsenal to ensure she achieved her actual goals. She talked about affirmations, meditations, journaling, having a coach herself, and also learning from a past adversity. Sometimes we don't some things we don't always use, and also learning how to control our inner critic or our inner mean girl, and really fact checking when she or he appears to kind of make you doubt yourself or your abilities. So, and it really is all focused on trusting yourself, knowing you're enough, listening to your intuition, and really playing for you, really playing to your own personal strengths. So I really love that, and I hope you really enjoyed that conversation too. Now, this is the kind of work I do with lots and lots of women globally. Literally every day in my coaching practice, we talk about our inner beliefs, our limiting beliefs, how they stop us moving forward, how they stop us achieving our own personal greatness. And I'm always incredibly grateful that you take time out of your busy schedules to spend some time listening to the interviews I do with these women. And I really hope you take some learning from them. However, if you need help, if you need some support, or you just like to chat to me in general about how I can help you overcome some of the challenges that Dr. Talia faced when she was going through her own transition and her own changes, that's not a problem. Contact me at info@janicesutherland.com or visit my Facebook page, I am Janice Sutherland. And while you're there, make sure you like the page, because that's where I keep in touch with everybody to let them know what's happening, what's going on, what the new events are going to be that I have planned over the next couple of weeks, and also the new episodes. So head over to there, you won't regret it. And I'm going to be really excited about some of the things I'm going to be doing over the next few weeks. So it's really imperative you kind of log on to there. With all that remains to be said then is thank you so much for your time for this week, for listening to Phenomenal Woman. Please do your utmost as usual to rate, review, share, comment on iTunes. That's how I managed to get pushed up the rankings and allows other women to hear the valuable information interviews that we share. As I said, head over to my Facebook page, I am Janice Sutherland, so we can stay connected. And as ever, thank you for your time. Be bold, be fearless, be phenomenal, be you. Until next time.